And welcome to When Worlds Collide here on RBN. Coming to you live, this is Mark Anderson, your host of this show. I'm an American Free Press writer. I'm back in Texas. I've been going all over the place, it seems, these days. And I spent some time this summer in Michigan seeing my son and my parents and different people and did some broadcasts from there. And now I'm back in the great Lone Star State, and I'm going to get right to certain issues that are most relevant to Texas. And one of those is, of course, immigration and border controls. And a little later today at 11:30, we're going to have Joe McClellan, who is nearby here in Mission, Texas, kind of heading up a Minutemen border patrol, civilian border monitoring, I should say. They, as many know, they scout the border, but then they call the border patrol. They know not to make arrests. They're not vigilantes. They oftentimes will help illegal aliens who cross the border, who get themselves into a scrape with coyotes, both the four-legged kind of coyote and the two-legged kind. And they'll often offer assistance. And many times the illegal aliens want to be captured by the Border Patrol as opposed to being strong-handed by the coyotes, who, of course, are modern-day human traffickers. And so that's going to be very interesting. Joe McClellan will be with us at the bottom of the hour, and I'm not sure how long he'll go. I'm thinking at least a half hour, but I hope to keep him on about an hour. And other people with the Mission Texas Minutemen Monitoring Group, which is here through October 27th or so, may come on the phone today as well. This is a firsthand account of what's happening at the border. And there's a possibility next week I might do this show right from their headquarters to bring an even more up-close and personal look at the border security issues. And so that's going to be very interesting. I've just come out of an interesting conference. It seems I'm always going to conferences these days. And that was the Truth Attack Conference in Houston, Texas, on my way down further south. And Tommy Crier, the well-known Louisiana attorney who beat the IRS some time back on a couple of allegations of tax evasion. He headed it up, and he had a lot of interesting things to say. And it's sort of a manifesto of sorts that Tommy shared with an audience of about 100 people at a Houston hotel, and it has to do with getting separate patriot groups, as they're sometimes called, to work together to a certain degree, even though they would still maintain their individual identities and carry out their individual purposes and missions. But Tommy explained a way, which I'll go into more detail about after the break. He explained a way for these individual activist groups and independent media and different things like that to work together in certain areas while still maintaining their separate identities. It was very interesting. That'll be coming out in the next American Free Press. Of course, information on that can be obtained by calling 888-699-NEWS. That's 888-699-NEWS, or call, or go online at AmericanFreePress.net. That's AmericanFreePress.net. And after these messages, I'll go into more depth about the Truth Attack program and some other headlines and observations. And at the bottom of the hour, we'll learn more about border control straight up close and personal. So stay tuned here on RBN. We'll be right back.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months. months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
The stock market is crazy. The chemtrails are spraying us with their chemicals. It's time to think about what is important. Most forget just how important life is. Life Change Tea removes toxins, chemicals, parasites, and bacteria that store up in your body. It cleanses you and gives you results in hours. And one of the wonderful side effects from this product is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. And on top of that, there's a 45-day money-back guarantee. So why wait? Call now. Operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. I'll say it again. 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, stock market may crash, but you don't have to go with it.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Returning now to One Worlds Collide here on RBN. I'm your host, Mark Anderson with American Free Press. And as I mentioned before the break, the major issue these days with my coverage on the radio and in the newspaper in the immediate future is going to be border security and illegal immigration and all the issues that surround that. Looking at it as objectively as possible. And today later at 11:30 Central, we'll have Joe McClellan on from the South Texas Minutemen nearby where I'm at in Mission, Texas. And soon I'll be going out there for AFP to see firsthand the situation. I understand, and this is without my own confirmation, but I understand from talking to Joe that there's about a 45-mile area that is watched, and every week there's about 100 per mile trying to come over. Now, that might be every month. That's what I got to get straight. But at least on a monthly basis, there's about 100 per mile in a 45-mile area that try to sneak over the border. And of that, let's say 4,500 people in a month's time, and it could very well be less time than that, of that, the Border Patrol only catches and apprehends maybe about a third of them. So that gives you an idea just in that relatively small area in a big state, just how many people, say 4,500 a month or more, can come across just in that one spot. And that's not to say anything of what goes on in Arizona, California, and areas that have border areas that are tougher to monitor, tougher to get to, harder access, things of that nature. So anyway, before we get to Joe at the bottom of the hour, I have some headlines to share and some experiences and observations. I want to compliment Tommy Crier for the Truth Attack Conference held this past October 11, Saturday, in Houston, where he showed a way for separate activist groups and independent media to work together to a certain extent in certain crucial areas while still maintaining their separate identities. And Tommy made a very good presentation that will soon be explained in the pages of American Free Press. And I urge listeners to check that out. I believe that will be issue number 43 that will be in. And you can call 888-699-NEWS or go to AmericanFreePress.net. We've always got our special subscription offer, 16 weeks for $17.76, 4 months of AFP, and that's an ongoing great deal that we offer all the time. Anyway, one of the many interesting articles that AFP has offered in recent editions, this being number 41, dated October 13th of 08, is an article by one of our writers, Ralph Forbes. And get this, in Russia, the one that we were told was the Iron Curtain not so long ago, there was a film that was allowed to be shown, and it's an Italian film, and this documentary is called Zero, An Investigation into 9/11, by a Italian known as Giulietto Cesia, something like that, or Giulietto Cesa. He happens to be a member of the European Parliament, and he has a French colleague, and they made this film. And in Russia, this film was shown. Of course, this sort of film would never be shown in the United States amongst the corporatocracy that owns the big media. The film, as Ralph reports in a very recent issue of American Free Press, the basic thesis of the film is that the September 11 terrorist attacks, quote, were organized by the U.S. rulers themselves as a pretext to justify limitations on democratic freedoms in America, to justify the planned invasions of Iraq, Afghanistan, Iran, Syria, etc., and to stave off a crisis in the American economy. And the article goes on to say, quote, in the panel discussion after the showing, this is in the documentary itself, opponents argued, it can't be true because it was unthinkable that the U.S. leadership would kill their own citizens for political gains. Almost all the panelists agreed with the film's basic premise, however. The debate centered on who in particular among the U.S. establishment was behind the terrorist attacks. And this is Ralph Forbes, the AFP's writer's exact words. Some insisted that it was the multinational corporations and intelligence agencies carrying out imperial designs with the involvement of rogues within the administration, but not the highest ranks, not the president, not the vice president, nor the secretary of state. But other panelists in this Italian documentary on 9/11, in this discussion that's part of the documentary, insisted that President Bush had to be directly involved in the conspiracy. Of course, there's no way that I can say categorically that the president was or was not involved. And we'll leave that for more research that will soon come in the future. If more things were shown like this, ladies and gentlemen, not just in Russia, but in greater Europe and in North America, particularly the United States, things would loosen up much quicker and we could get to some sort of resolution of the 9/11 issue as opposed to having it become another ongoing, never-ending story, kind of like the cure for cancer, where we're always told there's going to be justice and a resolution and some sort of solution, but it never comes. It just becomes another Kennedy, JFK type thing, and pretty soon 40, 50 years have gone by and nobody knows anything more than what they did before or barely anything more. Anyway, that's just one of the many headlines in AFP. Russians enjoy freedom of speech denied Americans is the headline, and certainly it's true that if a Italian-made real investigation documentary film into 9/11 can be shown in Russia but not shown here in the United States where we have a First Amendment, then something is seriously wrong, folks. And we need to think about this when we think about how the FCC governs the airwaves, how the media is owned by particular corporate interests, and how the independent media, including this radio station, American Free Press, other radio stations, other publications, are making lots of headway as the regular media fails the American people and creates a market for independent media in the process. Now, I understand we have a caller, a Dave in Massachusetts. Now is as good a time as any here. Dave, you there?
Oh, hi, Mark. It's great to hear your voice.
Hey, yes, I'm glad to hear my voice, too. That's what
hey,
I call my doctor.
You know, I just had an announcement, Mark, and it's related to that conference we attended in Andover, Massachusetts.
Oh, yes, uh-huh.
Mr. Vincent Bugliosi was Charles Giuliani's guest last Thursday on Charles' show, The Truth Hurts.
Is this television or radio? Forgive me.
Yeah, and Mr. Bugliosi wants the word spread that Charlotte Dennett has her website up, and she needs help, financial help, to run her political campaign to be elected as Vermont's next Attorney General.
Yeah.
Could I give out her website, Mark? I'm sure you don't mind, huh?
No, it's up to listeners who, if they want to get involved, but certainly there's no problem in airing it. What is that website?
Yeah, I'll just say, you know, this is the lady that has made a commitment. If she is elected, she's made the commitment to work with Mr. Bugliosi to prosecute George W. Bush for the murder of dear and precious service men and women over in Iraq.
Yeah, AFP noted that, and Mr. Bugliosi certainly is got a lot of courage. Now, this show that he was on, before we give Charlotte's website, is this show television or radio? Forgive me, I've heard of it.
Charles Giuliani is one of your fellow RBN talk show hosts.
Mark. Oh, okay.
And his show comes on Thursday at noontime.
I think the name Giuliani might have thrown me a little bit for reasons I won't go into.
Yeah, oh, I know.
Yeah. So many people on the airwaves now, sometimes I don't recognize it by name always, but that's great.
He does a great job. Let me just say, Mark, he's doing a great job redeeming the good Giuliani family name after how Rudy dragged the Giuliani family name through the mud, you know?
Yes, Rudy Giuliani, who can't decide how to dress, right? Him, her, whatever he is. She.
So anyways, Charlotte's website is Charlotte Dennett. This is all one word now, Charlotte Dennett. And Charlotte is spelled the usual way. It's with one L. And Dennett is Dennett.
Uh-huh.
So two N's and two T's, but it's Charlotte Dennett for Attorney General .com.
Charlotte Dennett what?
For Attorney General.
Okay. That's a lot of words.
Yeah, kind of a lot of words.
Now, is it for F-O-R or is it for the number?
F-O-R, for
okay.
Attorney
so
General.
So Charlotte
yeah.
Dennett for Attorney General.
Yeah. I'm cursed with this Boston accent, Mark. I can't get rid of it.
.com?
.com, yeah.
Okay, so Charlotte, like the city in North Carolina, Charlotte.
Right.
Dennett, Dennett.
Right.
For F-O-R, attorneygeneral.com. Charlotte Dennett for attorneygeneral.com. Running as a Progressive Party Vermont Attorney General candidate and wanting to prosecute Bush for alleged war crimes based on Vincent Bugliosi's thesis, I guess you'd say. And that's a very interesting development. It's certainly interesting just in general that a name as big as Vincent Bugliosi could do something this controversial and still not make the news, even if he were to make the news, by the news I mean the Fox News or CNN, even if only to be ridiculed or belittled, you'd think that somebody would at least want to take pot shots at him.
Oh, yeah, he's talked about this.
Now,
we're
coming up on about 15 seconds, Dave. You can stay after the break here, but we got a little messages here, and we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, here on RBN. Stay tuned.
Okay.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. Okay, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes. And they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Okay, we now return to When Worlds Collide. Not a lot of time to get a little bit more commentary in here and observations before the bottom of the hour when we bring Joe McClellan on from the South Texas Minutemen to give us hands-on, on-the-scene views and reports on what's going on with a part of the huge U.S. border that's open to constant illegal crossings, and not just by Mexicans. There's OTMs. Other than Mexicans, there's been Chinese, there's been Arab, various nationalities coming across the Mexican border, shooting a hole in the assumption among some that we're only dealing with Mexicans, many of whom, I think, to be fair, are sort of economic refugees, if you will. This does not mean they should come over here illegally. However, one can understand, I believe, that the North American Free Trade Agreement, the SHAFTA agreement, I euphemistically call it, is really a driving force in getting people on the Mexican side of the border to drop what they're doing and come fleeing here, thinking that America offers a much more breadbasket, you might say, a much better breadbasket of opportunities, but that's quickly not becoming the case. And that's what's really ironic here, ladies and gentlemen, is as some Mexicans who come in search of a better life, and this is not excusing their illegal crossings, but if they come here and find that this bailout and other financial problems, outsourcing of U.S. jobs, is also getting rid of any meaningful work here other than farm labor, which only goes so far, then we're going to be in a real predicament where maybe Americans will start going the other way, perhaps at least thinking that the American dollar being stronger than the peso would enable them to get a home somewhere in Mexico or Costa Rica or something. And I believe there's probably some of that defecting going on amongst Americans that have had it with the debt and banking matrix that they have to live under in this overpriced, overly expensive nation that we live in. Taxes too high, interest rates too high, banking fees too high, credit too tight. It's ridiculous. It's almost unbearable for the average person working two or three jobs, or mick jobs, as they're sometimes called. And it's just going to be interesting to see when Americans themselves will become the economic refugees rather than just Mexicans. And we'll try to go to other pastures. Maybe Americans will go to Switzerland or Liechtenstein or Central America, South America or something. It may be ill-advised, but I guess it's up to each individual to decide where they draw the line in the sand and where they, you know, what their tipping point is to make decisions on whether they can still afford to live in the United States of America. As good of a country as it is in its foundations and potentially what it can become again, these questions still are not going to go away. So it's going to be very interesting to see what the so-called global financial meltdown brings in the weeks and months ahead. And anyway, all that being said, before the bottom of the hour and before the messages, there's just a couple other observations to make. Prior to the Truth Attack conference this past Saturday in Houston, where Tommy Crier, the Louisiana tax-fighting attorney, laid out a very interesting and intriguing plan for national rescue. In addition to that, I believe I mentioned in a previous broadcast of this show that I had been to the American Monetary Institute conference in Chicago back a couple of weeks before that. And that was very interesting at Roosevelt University. And it was a more academic conference, whereas Mr. Crier's conference was a much more brass tacks, get to the point, we're way past talking, get to the solutions sort of atmosphere. But both approaches are necessary, both a studious long-term approach as well as the hands-on brass tacks approach to figure out what's going on in this nation and to figure out how to get out of this full Nelson that we've been put into by the ruling class. Anyway, a concept I'll be talking about much more in the broadcasts ahead is something called social credit. Now, this, along with other key issues such as election honesty, getting rid of electronic voting machines, ballot access, that is a fair ballot access system for all candidates and parties, a fair way to get all candidates into debates and get them media coverage, and growing the independent media, which is thereby taking advantage of the shrinkage and dwindling circulation of the conventional media. All these key issues that cue Americans into figuring out how to cure their ill nation are going to be covered on this show very in-depth. And I'll bring on key guests and, of course, make my own observations on how we can understand, get a prognosis of exactly where the problems lie in our country, kind of like looking under the hood of a car and finding each part or valve or whatever that needs to be fixed. So social credit, a very intriguing concept. I invite listeners to stay tuned every Tuesday on this show from 11 to 1 Central to learn more about social credit and how it would overturn our banking system into something good. We'll be right back after these messages with a guest from the South Texas Minutemen. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Can the United States of America survive a total breakdown? Disarmed, prostrate before an unfriendly third world, and overwhelmed by politically correct domestic tyranny, does the spirit of 1776 still live in American hearts? Was 9/11 a wake-up call? a Pearl Harbor for America? Or was it Western civilization's Appomattox to Islamo-fascism? These questions and more are answered in Pandemonium in 2012, the new book by Lee Cross.
This is Lee Cross. Americans, Paul Revere's words still ring true. The Redcoats are coming. But today they swapped their red coats for ACLU law books and Islamic terrorist bombs. Read how to stop them. Buy my new book.
Fiction or prophecy, you decide after you buy and read the new book by Lee Cross, Pandemonium in 2012. Published by Virginia City Publishing. Available to order through most bookstores or Amazon.com.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Returning now to When Worlds Collide here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, based here in Round Rock, Texas. I'm south of there, and just west of me is Joe McClellan, who is with a South Texas Minuteman group to observe the border, monitor the border, and help the Border Patrol do their job. And it's a necessary operation here and in other border states to send a message to the federal government directly and work with them that stricter border patrols are favored by a vast majority of Americans. And no matter what we may think of the plight of those on the other side of the border, and we know that NAFTA has been bad to them just like it's been bad to us, we still have the rule of law. We still have rules for naturalization and becoming a citizen that apply or should apply equally to anyone from any country. And it's certainly not fair to Mexicans that come here the legal way for so many to come here the illegal way. The rules should apply to all equally without bias, and that would be a much better situation to be in. Joe, you're with us?
Yes, I am.
Great. I'm looking forward to coming out there soon to get a closer look for American Free Press, the National News Weekly I write for. And Joe, how long have you been involved in this, or should I say, how long has this been going on in Mission to observe that part of the border? Is this year new for Mission, Texas, or did it go on in previous years?
We're in our third year.
Okay.
Down here in Mission, Texas.
You know, Mission, I just the other side of McAllen, I understand. Now, I talked about this earlier. I remember something online about you're looking at about a 45-mile area of the border. Is that correct, or have I got that wrong?
That's our area of operation. It's from the Hidalgo International Bridge to the Los Ebonos Ferry, which is the only hand-drawn ferry in the country. You know, they carry cars back and forth, and they have customs there and everything.
Oh, interesting footnote. Now, I recall something. Tell me if this is weekly or monthly, but something like 100 crossings per mile on average and that's about a 45-mile area in total. Was it about that, 100 per month or 100 per week?
I believe I've heard those numbers from the Border Patrol.
Yeah.
Actually see that many.
Yeah, what would you say it is realistically? I don't want to overstate or understate. Are you familiar with what the numbers might be now?
No, not exactly, but I did read something about that a while back. About so many per mile, you know, they just kind of average it out.
Right. Now,
the Border Patrol here, they have a large sector, and it goes from Brownsville to Laredo.
Oh, that's quite a long way.
Maybe 350 agents or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very large area to cover. We have a large area, but we don't cover the entire area. You know, we have lines. We may man one line one night and a different line the next night.
Now, are there other South Texas Minuteman groups besides this segment in Mission? Like, are there people like yourself over near Brownsville, or is this the only Minuteman group between Brownsville and Laredo?
Well, we are the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps.
Right.
Now, there are a group, I think there's a group called the Texas Minuteman in Falfurrias, but we don't have any relations with them.
I see.
You know, they're independent.
I see, but in terms of the Minuteman Civilian Defense Corps, you're the only MCDC group between Brownsville and Laredo. Is that correct?
That's correct.
I see. So you have your Texas Minuteman in Falfurrias, so you have kind of an independent calling up of people that on their own free will and by their own accord and with their own resources are the eyes and ears for the Border Patrol, because I think you just said you have roughly 350 Border Patrol agents between Brownsville and Laredo, correct?
That's to the best of my knowledge, that's, yes.
Right, that's quite a stretch of territory.
That is a large area.
Very large area. Texas is a big place. Now,
yes.
You've been there in Mission since early October, is it?
The 3rd of October, yes. I've been here since then.
How's it going so far?
Well, we haven't got a whole lot of volunteers. We have, during the month, we're going to have volunteers from 13 different states coming and going.
Spending different, you know, whatever amount of time they can.
Yes, yes. Some come stay for a few days. Some stay for a couple of weeks.
Interesting. So everybody kind of does their share as best they can, huh?
Yes. Yes, they're volunteering to help protect our country.
Yes. Now, the problems can get really out of hand if you look at the big picture, you know, California, Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas. You know, the human smugglers, the coyotes, those that try to smuggle in not just people, you know, contraband, be it drugs, be it firearms, whatever it might be. Have you seen much in the way of more dangerous characters coming across since October 3rd?
Yes.
Or have you just seen mostly your average border jumpers?
Well, I think it was the October 2nd. We had two men out scouting a line. They pulled up close to the river, and there's a boat. And six people getting ready to get in it on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Well, four of those people are in camouflage uniforms.
Mm.
Two of them, a man and a woman, were well-dressed. They came across the river, and one of them jumped out of the boat, ran up the bank, and he saw one of my guys. And at the same time, a car come flying out of the woods, I guess their pickup car.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy that ran up out of the boat was on a cell phone. The guy in the car was on a cell phone. They spotted my man, and the car just kept going. The people in the boat got back in the boat, paddled back across, and they had two men on the other side with a rope tied to the boat, pulling them back as fast as they could.
Interesting. So they had the getaway car set up. They had the...
It was well planned.
Very.
And
now,
you know, these,
how much water are we talking?
You can talk back and forth across this border here.
How much water are they traversing? Is it 100 feet, or how far are they going on that water?
The river is pretty high right now. I'd say it's 100 feet wide.
Yeah, I just took a guess. Interesting.
One other note on that area.
Mm-hmm.
Later on that day, the Border Patrol confiscated 1,700 pounds of cocaine in that same spot.
1,700 pounds of cocaine?
They called us and thanked us for it, but we had no idea there was that there. We didn't see anything like that.
Well, they must have thought that something you did caused enough of a disruption in the process that allowed them to catch it.
A lot of times they bring it over and they stash it in the grass and the weeds.
And just by you being there, yeah, it has a chilling effect, and maybe they leave the stuff because they don't get a chance to grab it and take it back.
Right.
They leave it behind, so therefore you're kind of indirectly helping the Border Patrol find the drugs that otherwise would have been taken back across the border.
And the field agents we come in contact with, they're always thanking us for our assistance.
That's wonderful.
And they're very nice.
Good.
And before we go out to an area, we inform them we're going to be there.
That's so good, too.
When we're there, they can cover another area.
Exactly.
Last night, we were out at about 1 in the morning, and brand-new volunteer from South Carolina spotted 6 of them with the night vision camera.
Mm.
We called Border Patrol. They were there within 2 minutes, and we haven't heard yet if they caught them.
And what night was this?
Last night.
Last night, and there were 6. You happen to have night vision equipment?
Yes, we have night vision. It's kind of like a little scope you hold up to your eye.
Is that military surplus, or is that a new? Is it new night vision gear, or do you guys get a handle on some military surplus?
It's not military surplus. Well, it probably was at one time. It's what they call Generation 3.
Uh-huh.
It's better than you can go in the sporting goods store and buy.
Well, there you,
know, you
go.
$1,400 a piece. We have 3 of them.
But well worth it.
Yeah, this is a national organization, you know, the Minutemen Civil Defense Corps.
Mm-hmm.
We have operations running in a lot of different states right now.
Even inland non-border states, correct?
Pardon me?
Even in states that are not border states, you have...
Yes, like Washington State.
Right.
New York.
Looking more at the illegals that blend in and try to work illegally. I'm, you know, that sort of thing.
Yes.
Yeah, because that's a whole other issue. Of course, the mayor Lou Barletta of Hazleton, Pennsylvania, made quite a name for himself, being the mayor who wanted to send a message to the upper administration in the federal government by cracking down on employers and landlords that facilitate illegal immigration by providing jobs and lodging and things of that nature. Now, back to here in South Texas. So 1,700 pounds of cocaine were found, and you were credited by the Border Patrol with at least having some role in that seizure of those drugs. And the people that were trying to bring that cocaine across fled back across the border, correct?
Correct.
Now, you know, think of that. That cocaine could have ended up in the hands of American youth.
It's poison for our children is what we call it.
Yes. And who knows what it's cut with, what level of purity or poison it might have in it. Not that it's not poison itself, but, you know, the way the drugs are cut with other filler chemicals, those sorts of things. Well, this is very interesting. Now, between early October and when you're done here in this round of observations, which is around October 27th or something, between now and then, it's pretty much around the clock, right, your operation?
We go out at different times. Sometimes we go out at midnight. Sometimes we go out at 10 in the morning. And we've seen them in the daytime also. Not this particular month, but we have seen like 30 of them running across the highway.
What seems to be, is there a time of day or a time of week that seems to be the most busy? Do they tend to come, like, let's say, 4 in the morning? Or?
Well, usually right after midnight, and this was one of our landowners that has given us permission to get on his, I think he's got like 1,500 acres. He says after midnight and sometimes like 5:30 in the morning is when he sees the most.
Interesting. That's not surprising because it's not going to be particularly hot out. They're not going to be sweltering, wanting water, and you know, having
well,
to be.
Just, all these towns here, when they get into the town, there's a lot of safe houses here, and if they can get into a safe house, you know, they're home free because the Border Patrol, even though they see them go into a house, Border Patrol cannot go knock on the door.
It then becomes a local police matter.
Yes, but the police can't go in there either without a search warrant. So what I'm just saying is when they get in a safe house, they're pretty much home free. And, you know, we're just here as extra eyes, extra ears.
Yes, well, what does the Border Patrol say? I mean, I imagine that members of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps, such as yourself, you and your colleagues, ask them, I imagine, and I can always talk to them directly at some time, but what do they say when you ask, well, why can't you apprehend them once they go in a safe house? Why is that a sanctuary?
Well, it's just they don't have the authority. You know, to go in someone's house, you have to have a search warrant.
Right, and that's just
and
not their...
really policemen. You know, they're enforcing the border laws. That would, you know, have to be researched, I guess. I don't know all the particulars about it.
Yeah, it's kind of dicey in a way.
Go in there.
Yeah, because here on the one hand, you have a federal problem to watch and to guard the borders of the United States as a sovereign country is a federal mission. It's a federal function. And yet in the process of these federal border agents, Border Patrol agents doing their job, they can apprehend until that illegal alien gets inside the door of a safe house. Suddenly their jurisdiction ends at that door or at that property line. And the question then becomes, well, since local police generally don't enforce federal law, yet we have to put up with the fact that once the Border Patrol reaches that jurisdictional line, then state or local or county police are the ones, I guess, who would be tasked with getting the warrant or whatever they need to do to go in and check it out. But yet most local cops will tell you that enforcing federal law is not high on their list of things to do.
Right, right. They don't enforce immigration laws, is what they say.
Right, and I'm not saying they should or shouldn't, but what I am saying is there's a gray zone there as soon as they get into that safe house. I would wonder who, are these safe houses just extended family members or?
Well, no, they're making money. You know, they don't have to be relatives. They're making money per head.
So just like the coyotes will exact a price, charge a toll, if you will, to those wanting assistance in crossing the border, then you have others that will charge money to the illegal aliens for wanting to shack up in these.
Well, yeah, they have a, you know, the coyotes are not just people from across the border. The coyotes are Americans, and they're living here, and they're making money on this illegal activity.
Both in crossing the border and in giving them a sanctuary.
Right, the ones that give them a ride to Michigan or Houston or whatever they're going, you know, I consider them coyotes too.
Yeah, yeah, cut from a slightly different cloth, but doing the same procedures, the same human smuggling or trafficking or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
Interesting. Yeah, I just saw a Western movie with Tommy Lee Jones in it. I watched it last night, and it had that trafficking theme to it, and it involved both Mexicans and Americans involved in the trafficking of women in the case of the movie.
Uh-huh.
But very interesting. Now, how many people are working with you right now this week?
This week we have 12. I mean, today at this point we have 12. We just had four people leave today.
Mm-hmm.
We have more people scheduled to come in. Our numbers are not as high as maybe as Arizona. I'm not sure why. There's so much apathy in Texas. But we, like I said, we have 13 different states represented. And so there's more from the country than there is from Texas down here.
We're going to have some messages coming up, Joe. Can you stay with me a little longer?
Sure.
Great. Okay, after these messages, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be talking more with Joe McClellan of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps in Mission, Texas, on the spot right now watching the border. And we'll be right back after these messages. Stay tuned.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had a 80-90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Here's a startling fact. The New World Order wants you dead. Chemicals and toxins are in the air. Biowarfare, drugs and unknown substances, foods with no vitamins, fast food for obesity, fluoride in our water. How do we fight back? What do we do? Make a life change decision. Get ahead of the curve. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Cleanse your body and internal organs. Lose weight and receive more energy. Get aboard the life-changed boat and say no to the dark side. All natural, and for about a dollar a day, you can win the race. GetTheTea.com or call our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Don't be deceived by the bullies of the trade.
Welcome back to When Worlds Collide here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Mark Anderson, American Free Press national writer, and we've been speaking with Joe McClellan of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps. This operation happens to be in Mission, Texas, between Laredo and Brownsville, and that's where the Border Patrol has, several hundred, maybe 350 or so agents in that long stretch. And the Minutemen are among the groups, perhaps one of the leading groups, that is an eyes and ears for the Border Patrol, since they can't be everywhere, understaffed and undermanned as they usually are. And that shows where our national priorities are skewed, as we have too many first responders and other would-be Border Patrol agents who are overseas fighting these never-ending wars when we could be protecting our own borders rather than that of Iraq. anyway, Joe, I don't know how much longer you can give me. The top of the hour is coming. You can stay for 4 or 5 more minutes here, or you can go another half hour. Do you have a preference?
I have all the time right now that you need.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how it goes here. What danger, if any, are Minutemen in when they do this? I imagine you have certain procedures to minimize any threat of physical harm. Has it gotten really risky, or is it relatively safe in this heavily populated area of Texas?
I'd say it's relatively safe. We haven't had anyone hurt. We haven't come face to face with any drug runners. We try to avoid contact with them. We're actually not allowed to have any contact with these illegal aliens. If we see them, you know, we report them. We observe and report. That's all we do.
And
we
try to keep a reasonable distance away, huh?
There is a little danger, and there's a few of us here that have our Texas concealed handgun license for personal protection.
Sure, like you would need it anywhere else, just
yes,
as,
you know,
just
I've,
the same.
I've had mine since the state made the law change.
Right. And that's only common sense for anything you might need that for, be it this protection in this sort of situation or anything else.
Yes.
Interesting. It's amazing what can come out of uncontrolled, unmonitored, unregulated immigration. One thing is that up to 2.7 million non-citizen immigrants may cast ballots in the next election, and there could be enough illegal aliens casting fraudulent ballots to actually make a huge difference in electing the new president. Have you heard that?
I have heard that, and I've also not heard either one of the candidates talk about the illegal immigration problem. I believe they're catering to the Hispanic vote.
And here's the potential of that vote. This is according to the Social Contract Press, a research outfit based in Petoskey, Michigan. And here we have research like that, and we have the potential for people who do not and should not have the privilege of voting in an American election because they're not full-fledged American citizens. We have enough of them out there potentially to actually alter our elections.
Yes.
Pretty amazing. Well, Joe, if you'll give me a few more minutes, hang on till after the messages that are coming up at the top of the hour. Why don't we go at least another 10, 15, 20 minutes? Would that be okay?
Yes, that'd be fine.
Great. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking with Joe McClellan of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps in Mission, Texas. They're doing an October monitoring program to help the Border Patrol, and we're getting into the nitty-gritty of that a little bit. And stay tuned. We have some important messages at the top of the hour. I'm your host, Mark Anderson, and we'll talk to you after noon. We have one more hour to go. Stay tuned. Gold has been